Welcome to Beckett County High School Basketball. Ralph Ray, Delaney Hill Cross, and J-Man Johnny Sells bringing you tonight's championship game for District 7A, where our Lady Bobcats are going to tip off in a few minutes against the kids from Gainesboro, Jackson County Lady Blue Devils. And just a quick background here, Lady Bobcats have beaten this team a couple of times this year, although I don't have the scores in front of me. I'm sure we'll dig them out before the game is started. But those are the only two losses in the district for Jackson County. And our Lady Bobcats are undefeated in the district, 24-2 overall. Jackson County is 20-4 overall, so they're a strong team. Our Lady Bobcats are ranked third in the state, and I believe the Jackson County girls are 8 or 9. I think it's 9. So District 7A is represented very well in the state rankings. And these are two teams are the reasons why. But at any rate, we're bringing tonight's action from Livingston Academy, the Durward Vaughn Memorial Gym. And we've been here many times in the district games over the years, so it's kind of like this is our seat. But at any rate, I'm not sure what's going to happen tonight, but we're bringing you all the action for HRN Cable Channel 10, and WANY 100.9 Stereo FM for a rebroadcast at or about 12:30 p.m. tomorrow. And we'd like to send out a thank you again to Robert Huddleston down in our Livingston studio on the other side of town, working his fingers to the bone as usual. So thank you, Robert. And also thank the great folks over at WANY who treat us so well and cooperate in our rebroadcasting. But I don't know, Delaney, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that both teams are going to come out here full force. The Blue Devils, Lady Blue Devils, they're going to want this win tonight. They're going to want this championship, knowing that we beat them in the past. And I'll tell the scores on that. We played them back the 11th of December and beat them 56-41, and then we played them again on the 26th of January and beat them 69-52.
That's pretty consistent.
15 points. So I think both teams are going to come out here and they're going to go full force right off the bat. But Lady Bobcats, again, can't say high enough how just talented all the way around these girls are. And we go deep on the bench. We go three or four deep on the bench if they can come in and pick up right off just to help out, let these girls, the starters, get a little break. So, but I look for the Lady Bobcats to definitely come away with a win tonight and win the championship of the district.
Well, they deserve to win the district tournament. Although, in years past, we've had some very, very tough games between the teams. I think last year there was a triple overtime in the tournament, which we somewhere in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Whether it was region or district, and we won that by 5, 76-71, as I recall. And then I think during the season last year, Jana Farrell hit a three-pointer, I should say, from the mid-stripe, and we won as the buzzer went off. So they've had some real close, tough, hard-fought games in the last couple of years. And let's hope that our Lady Bobcats can do their thing, because if they play to potential, they will win.
Yes.
And as I look at this, tomorrow night at 6 p.m., we'll be back on the air for our Bobcats playing against Jackson County. Similarities there between the girls and boys, but tomorrow night, Pickett County will be trying to win the consolation, which would place them in third place in this tournament. Now, the championship tomorrow night after that game is Clay County, and they have a powerhouse of a team, let me tell you, the boy. And they face Clark Rain. But I'll tell you what, I made a mental note sometime after the Bobcats lost that close one the other night in Clay County, and said to myself, self, listen up, because I'm going to tell you something. And what I told myself was that the Bobcats and the Bulldogs from Clay County very well could be the top two teams in our region. Now take that and put it in your pipe, Johnny.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Yeah. At any rate, what do you think?
Well, the Lady Bobcats, Ralph, this year, they're in such good condition, about as good as I think I saw in a long time. They can run you up and down the floor all night long. And
they
never get...
can't run me up before, not even once, but intellectually and mentally, yeah.
But they can run you up and down the floor all night long and tar you out and wear you out, and that's a big advantage they have, not only with their shooting ability and their other playing skills, but they are in excellent condition as far as being able to run up and down the floor. So I'm going to go with Delane. Lady Bobcats going to come out here a victory tonight, and they're going to win this championship.
You going to give me any points on that prediction, guys?
I'm going to say 12.
All right.
I'm going to say 16.
I'm going to say 6, but I agree with you. At any rate, I think we've got to pay a bill or two here, so let's go away, and we'll be right back.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sells, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Byrdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats.
Well, welcome back, folks, here to Livingston Academy. Ralph Ray again with Delane Hillcross and J-Man, Johnny Sells himself, the master of the shell station. Anyway, Johnny, you want to run rosters? Okay. Or,
all right. For the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils, you have number 50, Cassidy Allen, number 11, Mackenzie Flynn, number 22, Cameron Sherrill, number 44, Caitlin Pippen, number 24, J.C. Woolbright, number 12, Bella Wilmouth. Number 33, Alex Reglin. Number 3, Chloe Harris. Number 23, Paige Long. Number 14, Janie Fox. And number 15, Mackenzie Lockins. The starting five will be number 50, Cassidy Allen. Number 11, Mackenzie Flynn. Number 22, Cameron Sherrill. Number 44, Caitlin Tiffin. And number 24, J.C. Woolbright. Pickett County Lady Bobcat, you have number 3, Cassidy Giesling. Number 15, Tyra Johnson. Number 34, Savannah Hammett. Number 33, Liz Logan. Number 23, Macy Prince. Number 24, Alana Bibry. Number 22, Andrea Beatty. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 11, Jana Furl. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 1, Aaliyah Brown. And 00, Big Mac, Tristan McClellan. The starting five, your Pink County Lady Bobcats will be 00, Tristan McClellan. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 11, Jana Furl. And number 24, Alana Bibry, coached by Brent Smith, assisted by Kayla Gibson.
Thank you, Johnny. I might make note, it just occurred to me as you ran the rosters, Cassidy Allen, the big post player for Jackson County, number 50, was named co-MVP, along with our Big Mac, Tristan McClellan double zero in the district for the season's play. And we should also mention we had a number of other players who made all-district teams. On the first team was Jana Farrell and Courtney Pritchard. And I think Abby Buck was named on the second team, and beyond that, I'd have to refer to my notes. But we were very well represented, as we should be, having such a season. And, of course, Coach Brent Smith, OGQ himself, was named Coach of the Year for the third straight year, the third consecutive year. So I guess that makes him a turkey coach.
That's it.
Delaney.
Yes.
Tell us what you thought.
I just, that was tonight, but I think it's just because it's a championship playoff.
Yeah.
But I'm full force with the Lady Bobcats. They're going to come out here. They're going to be hardcore. They're going to push it up and down this floor, up and down the court. I also look for the Lady Blue Devils to do the same. I look for them to come out here. They're wanting this win as bad as we are, but I think as far as the talented and the most talented team out here will definitely go to the Lady Bobcats.
They have the most talent, and it's spread deeper.
Yes.
And as Johnny pointed out, they're really in good shape. So let's hope they play up to their potential. Let's take another break, pay some bills. Your job, folks, is to do what, Delaney?
Sit back, get you tidy, hot or cold, and put your tush in the cush, as Johnny says.
And you can always make a pit stop.
Always.
But we'll be back.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Birdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Welcome back, folks. Delaney, you want to mention that information?
I will right quick. We've got a couple of minutes here. Second, 8A girls basketball brackets. The winner of the 8A girls was Red Bulling, Good Pastors. By score, they beat Watertown by 52-44. And then your 8A boys, the winner was also Good Pastors. They beat Watertown 85-65, 24.
Good Pastor's been known to have tough teams.
Yeah.
But at any rate, Johnny, you want to pick it up?
Okay, getting ready to introduce both squads. Jackson County Lady Blue Devils and the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Visiting team on the scoreboard will be the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils. Number 11, Mackenzie Flynn.
She can put it in from out there.
Number 22, Cameron Sherrill. J.C. Woolbright, number 24. Number 44, Caitlin Tippin. Number 50, Cassidy Allen, that's a 35 for the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils.
You feel like you're surrounded right now?
I am. I do.
You are.
Pickett County Lady Bobcats, starting five. Double zero, Krista McClellan. Number 11, Jana Farrell. Number 24, Alana Febre. Number 5, Abby Fudd. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. That's the starting five. This year, Pickett County Lady Bobcats.
You guys remember if Courtney was playing when we played Jackson County before? I doubt she was playing that first game.
She wasn't playing the first game. She was the second because we rescheduled it to January, and she started back playing in November.
Oh, my goodness, Elaine, you're on your own.
Go for it.
Here we go. We're going to have our very own. Jana Farrell's going to jump up against number 50, Cassidy Allen.
Alana Belbury, the tallest Lady Bobcats, is back on defense.
Here we go. Ball is up. It goes to the Lady Blue Devils. Glenn's got the ball. Looks like we're going to go straight into a man-to-man. She gets it to Allen. Allen's going to take it up top. Gets it to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to shoot. Miss. Oh, Allen's going to run it down. It's going to be picked up by Farrell. Farrell's going to get it to Buck. Buck down to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to lay
it. And that brings his Pickett County fly to its feet.
Knocked out of bounds by Pritchett, and we're going to do it again. As I said before, both teams are on fire, but you can tell that the Lady Bobcats have got it tonight. Haven't been able to get it in. Finally get it in. Cheryl got it in the middle. Passes over to Allen.
More court pressure.
Glenn's got it. She gets it across the half-court line. We'll take it down on the left side. Pulls up a little jumper. It's in there.
That is a player.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, she can hit the basket.
Ball thrown all the way down to Farrell. Farrell's going to get it up top to Bilbrey. Bilbrey gets it over to Buck. Buck throws it all the way back to Farrell for a three. This one's off. Knocked out of bounds by, it should have been, yes, out of Allen, so it's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats.
That was a good call, by the way. 2-2. We're a minute 3 into this.
Gets the ball in to Farrell. Farrell lays it up.
Good play. She just picked her defensive player right off and laid it off the side.
So with the ball, she gets it to Kibben. Kibben's going to run it down. Gets it back over to Slim on the left side. Slim's going to take it inside, pass underneath to Woodright. She shoots it in.
That'll knot it up. Now, we didn't react and block that baseline at all. Then.
No. No, they've got to be able to watch that slide and do the help side. Big Mac for three. This one's short. Rebound goes to Allen. Allen gets it to Slim. Slim's got it up top.
Well, not enough.
Clean gets it over to Allen on the right side. Up top to Warbright. They try to get it in to Farrell, but Pritchett knocks it away. Gets it to Farrell.
Boy,
Farrell's going to shoot a little jumper in there.
6-4. Lady Bobcats up by 2 again.
We've got Allen with it. Allen gets it to the top of the key.
She's a tall girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she handles the ball well.
She's going to penetrate inside. Shoots it back out to Warbright for three. In there.
I don't remember Warbright. She is a turkey shooter. She left on that one.
I don't remember her getting a lot of points last time. Cricket with the ball. Gets it up top to Pearl. Pearl's going to take it inside. Passes it out to McClellan. Back up top to Bilbrey. Bilbrey takes it in. Oh, gets it to Cricket. Cricket shoots, but it's a foul on Farrell before the shot.
Now, there again, I'll repeat, there's a rule that needs to be changed. They took the basket away. and Jackson County submitted the file. They gave.
I've been saying Warmbright, but that wasn't Warmbright that was in. That was actually Wilmot. McClellan drives inside, shoots, he misses, rebound goes to Bilbrey, Bilbrey shoots, he misses, ball knocks around, and Warmbright.
Seven to six, the Lady Bobcats trail by one, but they have the ball inbound under their basket.
Lady Bobcats to get the ball inbounded. They get it in to Pritchett. She's kind of knocked around. She gets it to Buck. Buck takes it in. She's in there.
I don't know how she did that.
Pritchett was on the ground and throw that on the court and throw that ball to Buck.
So we're back up by one. 4:40 remaining.
Allen with the ball up at the top of the key. Tennis takes over on the left side. She shoots it out to Flynn. Flynn for three. It's off. Going to be rebounded by McClellan. McClellan's going to run it down. She throws it all the way down to Buck. Buck takes it out for three. Too hard. Knocks around. It's going to go to Pippen. Pippen gets it to Cheryl. Cheryl gets it to Allen.
They've got Allen handling the ball coming up the court. She's a post player, I thought.
Allen has the ball. She's going to take over on the left side. She gets it to Flynn.
Don't let her shoot it.
Flynn gets it over to Wilbright. Wilbright gets it down the corner to Pippen. Pippen lobs it up to Allen. Allen's going to take it in. She misses. Rebound goes to Bilbrey. Bilbrey gets it to Buck.
That was a good rebound by Lana.
Buck passes inside to Furl, but she passed the back pass. It passes at her feet. Ball's knocked around. Furl's going to come away with it.
That's a hot potato, I'd say.
Buck's going to shoot a three from the top. In and out. Rebound goes to Furl. Furl's going to shoot a little short. It's way short. McClellan gets it. She shoots it up.
We had a lot of opportunities there to put it in. We must have got four or five rebounds.
They call McClellan on the line, so it's going to go to the Blue Devils. Allen's got the ball. She throws it all the way across to Wilmoth. Wilmoth to Cheryl. Cheryl all the way down to Pippen.
Come on, pick her up.
Pippen gets it underneath to Wilmoth. She's going to drive around. She loses control, but Pippen's there to pick it up.
She was fucking with her elbow there, too.
Pippen's going to take an end. Oh, it's on a Bilbrey shot. It's going to be a tie. So number 44, Pippen.
Courtney Pritchett took that one.
Courtney.
8-7, the Lady Bobcats left by one. We're 3 minutes left in the first.
McClellan gets it over to Pritchett on the right side in the corner to Buck. Buck gets it up top to McClellan, back to Buck. Buck shoots a three. This is off two.
I don't like the look today.
Wilmoth gets the rebound, but Furl takes it away from her. She gets it to Buck.
Set it up, girls.
Buck gets it to McClellan, back to Furl. Furl gets it to McClellan. She's going to shoot a three.
Oh.
Too hard. They're not able to hit tonight. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Lady Blue Devils.
Wow. We've been putting it up like we always do, but it hadn't been falling. But we're still up by one. But it doesn't bode well. We've improved on those shots.
Ball inbounded to Allen. Allen gets it to Cheryl. Cheryl gets it down to Wilmoth. Wilmoth hands it off to Flynn. Flynn gets it down the corner to Wilmoth. Back to Flynn. Flynn's going to pass inside to Cheryl. Knocked away by Cheryl. McClellan's got it. She's going to run it down. She passes over to Furl. Lays it in.
Jana knocks it home.
Very good assist by Big Mac McClellan. She
yeah.
takes the Furl. Lays it in. Flynn with the ball. 2 minutes left in the first. Flynn gets it over to Wilmoth. She's going to shoot a three. Count it. Tied it up at 10.
Yes.
Ball over to Bilbrey. Bilbrey gets it into Pritchett. Pritchett takes the baseline, gets it out to calls her out of bounds. Goes to Lady Blue Devils. Wilmoth's going to sit down, and Warbuck's coming back in. Ball passed in to Warbright. We've got Allen with it. Allen passes down to Pippen. Pippen gets it to Allen.
High dribble, I'd say.
Passes in the corner to Wilbright. Wilbright brings it out, gets it to Flynn. Lynn's going to take it in. Going to be a foul on McClellan. That's going to be her first, team first.
118 remaining. It's not enough. 10 to 10.
Ball pass inside to Pippen. Up top to Allen. Allen gets it over to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to pass it to Flynn. Flynn's going to pull up a three. She misses. Rebound goes to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it down. She's wide open. She's going to pass underneath to McClellan. She's going to drive in. Score it. It's going to be a foul.
I think they're going to count this.
2-2.
Come on.
Okay, they didn't count the basket. That's
I don't believe that. That's the rule again. We've lost two baskets.
McClellan passes inside to Furl. She hits the back, but she gets her own rebound. Gets it over to Pritchett. Pritchett open for a three. It's dead, not in there. It bounced around. She didn't get the bounce. Allen's got it. She's going to run it down. Pass underneath. Oh, ball shot, but Allen gets the rebound.
Now watch them count this one.
Yeah, they're counting. That goes against Alana Bilbrey, her first, and Allen's going to go to the line to shoot one.
12 to 10, we're in a two-point hole.
Shot up. Good.
What's going on down here?
Courtney blocked her out to get the floor. Ain't much you can do when you go up against a knock. You're going down.
Don't wait.
All right, here we go.
13-10. We haven't had the whistle go our way in the first quarter, and we missed a shot.
Pass inside to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it in. Shoot. Nothing called. Nothing called. The Devils got it. Pippen gets it over to Allen.
We're going to have a breakout second quarter, Ms. Delaney.
Yes. Allen takes it in. Turns, spin. Pass in for himself for three. It's in there.
Oh, my goodness. So, at the end of one, we're in a six-point hole, and hopefully that'll wake us up. It's 16-10, but we're going to go away, pay some bills, and be back. Don't dare go away.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Welcome back, folks.
We've got Big Matt McClellan. Bobcats are going to have it. She's got the top of the key. She's wide open. Take that shot. Oh, she passes inside to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it out to Buck. Buck gets it back to McClellan. McClellan to Buck. Pass back inside. Down in the corner to Furl. Furl for three. He misses. Rebound goes to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it up top, back over to Furl. Furl's going to drive in on a little jumper. She misses it. Rebound goes to Warbright. Warbright gets it to Allen. Allen gets it to Flynn.
We aren't hitting.
Flynn does the baseline. She passes out to Tippin for three. In there. They are.
19-10. 9-point margin. You got to get going, girls.
Ball up top to Buck. Buck gets it back over to Furl. Furl back to Buck, and this time it's almost picked off. They know what they're doing. All right, Bibbery gets it back to Buck. Buck back to Bilbrey. Bilbrey over to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive it in, hand it out to Furl. Back up top to Bilbrey. Bilbrey to Buck. Buck inside to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it up against the big girl. Oh! Here she is. That's a nine. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats.
Yeah, we just started hitting.
Balling, but no, we're not.
We did lose two buckets to the whistle.
Pritchett goes up. Oh, geez, nothing called again. Back out to Bilbrey, over to Buck. Buck takes it down. Time out on the Lady Bobcats at 6:24, less than the second.
Well, it's either short, long, or indifferent. We'll find out soon what's going on. Coach. Johnny?
Lady Bobcats definitely in the slump right now, but I'm expecting them to come out of it. Coach Smith is going to get them straightened up, get them tuned up, back out on the floor, and they're going to go with it.
Well, 6:24 remaining in the second, and we've gone through these games where we've gotten down, particularly in the first half. And so there's nothing unusual except we aren't hitting.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that first game. We did the same thing at the half. Come back out the third quarter, and that was our quarter four. That was the magic quarter.
Yeah, we were down 15-6 at the beginning of that game.
Big Matt McClellan takes it over on the right side, passes inside to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to drive it in.
Oh.
Power on the line again.
And takes another basket away.
Oh, get back. Phew, scared me. We got playing with the ball. Flynn passes over to Pippen. Pippen's going to drive in, pass down low to Woolbright. Woolbright gets it up to Allen. Allen hands it off to Flynn. Flynn's going to shoot for three. This time she misses. Rebound out of bounds, so it's going to go back, go to the Lady Bobcats.
Well, 5:49, and we've only scored 10 points.
Very low scoring game right now.
For us, particularly.
Yeah. McClellan gets the ball over to Bilbrey.
But as I said, whistles have taken away 6 points.
Streak it out. Furl for three. Now that looks good.
Then,
count it.
There we go. Come on. 19-15. Pick her up.
Allen with it, gets it out to Flynn. Flynn's at, oh, almost picked off. I bet they were going to do that pick again and slide. She's going to shoot a three, but this time Buck picked her up.
Abby knocked it out of bounds. Very alertly.
Ball passed along to Flynn. Flynn's going to drive in, turn, spin, going to get it down the corner to Pippen. She's wide open for three. He misses this one. Pritchett's going to get the rebound. Pritchett gets it down to Buck. Buck takes it in, shoots, scores! Count it! It goes against Flynn, her first, and Buck's going to go to the line to shoot one.
So it's 19-15, and we're starting to put the ball in the hoop. And we have a chance to cut it to, what? Three. Oh, see how quickly the worms are.
Hammett come in for Bilbrey.
Full court pressure now by the Lady Bobcats.
Throw gets the ball in to Allen. Allen runs down. She gets it up top to Flynn for another three. This one's really short.
Come on, get it.
Hip-hop gets the rebound. It's going to be out of bounds on Abby Buck, so it's going to stay with the Lady Blue Devils. That was a good hustle, though.
We got a break on that.
Yes.
4:44 remaining. We're down by three.
Ball inbounded to Woolbright, and she scores right under the goal.
Five now. We had a lapse on defense then, I could say.
Hammock with the ball gets it over to Pritchett. Pritchett pass inside to Hammock. Pass underneath, knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, who takes with the Lady Bobcats.
So keeping Abby Buck covered up, she's not even had a chance to take a shot, I don't think.
I think she's had one maybe out inside.
Yeah, inside. Yeah. It's actually, she got five inside. They won't let her shoot a three.
Yeah. We've got to Pearl with the shot. Roll, roll, roll. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. That ain't without years saying roll, roll, roll. We never gone in, but it did.
Ball pass all the way down to Pippen. Pippen gets it across. Allen, big man, look. He steals it. She's going to take it down, pull up a little jumper, and Clean still comes out and fouls it.
Yeah, she handled that the right way.
That's going to be Flynn, her second, so McClellan's going to go up the line to shoot two.
Well,
that shows you the
number 11 and number 50 are the ones that we would hope have some foul problems.
Shot up, good.
And that'll make it 21 to 19.
.407 left in the second. Second shot by McClellan. Good.
We're down by one all of a sudden. 21 to 20 with 4 minutes remaining in the second.
Ball inbound into Flynn. Flynn gets it over to Allen. MVP, got an MVP.
There you go.
Got Flynn. She's going to drive it in. Takes all the way in. Oh, my God. My precious. But when it's, it's dripped off by Bakery. Allen, you can't do that.
It's trouble.
Oh, that's it. Oh, she was standing there. He called cards, and this one called block.
Well,
that goes against Courtney Pritchett, her first, but we've got one ref calling the charge and one calling the block. So Allen's at the line. She's going to shoot two.
Well, that kind of a call could turn a game around.
Her shot good. Charge. Yeah. Second shot on its way. Good.
Boy, her charities are high arching. You know,
yes.
23 to 20, we have the ball. I'd have to say there again, that call, like three or four others, has cost us.
McClellan takes the ball over on the right side, gets it back to Buck. Buck gets it to Pearl. Pearl gets it to Buck. Buck for a three. No, nothing. Buck. That was a walk. This time it stripped, almost stripped away. Gets it to Pippen. Pippen gets it to Baker, or Allen. Allen's got it up the top. Allen passes back out to Flynn. Flynn's going to take it inside, brings it back out.
3 minutes remaining. We trail by three.
Flynn's going to try to drive in as he loses control. Pearl's got the ball. Earl's going to pass it out to Buck. Buck in the corner for three. No.
Abby.
Out of bounds on the Blue Devils. She's not on tonight.
No, she's moving on that shot. And you got to set, you know.
Abby's
going to
set down, and Milbury's coming in. Hammett's got the ball. Gets it down to McClellan. McClellan passes underneath. Pritchett. Pritchett goes up. And calls a foul on Cheryl, I do believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. 244.
No, call that against 44 Pippen. That's her second.
Well, I guess we weren't shooting, yep. But aren't taking us to the line.
Big Mac with the ball. Kicked out of bounds by Allen.
You could have made the argument that Pritchett was shooting.
Ball inbounded to Hammock. Hammock hands it off to McClellan. Clelling to Bilbrey over to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take that three. This time it's off. Hammett's going to get it to Pearl. Pearl for a three. In and out. Pippen gets the rebound.
Well, we just are. I bet our percentage is really low.
Yeah. Pippen with the ball. Gets it to Allen. Allen's going to pass it top to Cheryl. Cheryl for a three. In that. You know, she can hit. She's a big girl playing down low, but she can hit.
She's standing out there, not moving.
Pass underneath to Pritchett. Pritchett goes up. She misses. Going to be a foul called on. That goes against Cheryl. That's her third.
Two and three remaining. Cheryl's out of there. So's Hammock. Who came in for him?
Are we doing a 1-1? Yes, it should be a 1-1. But came back in. crickets at the line to see the 1-1. 2-0-3 left in the second. Bobcat, Lady Bobcat 20, Lady Blue Devils 26. First shot on its way. Good.
26-21. 2:03 remaining in the second.
Second shot on its way. This one's off. Allen gets the rebound. Knocked away. Milbrick comes away with it. Gets it to McClellan. McClellan passes down to Pearl. Pearl turns. No. She gets her own rebound. Goes up. She's fouled. And makes the shot.
Well, we'll take that bounce because that gives her an opportunity to make an old-fashioned three.
And that's going to be three on Pippen. And Pearl's at the line to shoot one. This is going to get us, can get us within two.
1:48 remaining.
Shot up. Good.
26-24. Full court pressure by the Lady Bobcats.
Allen with the ball. Throws it long to Pippen. Pippen gets it down to Warbright. Warbright gets it back to Pippen. Pippen gets it over to Allen. Allen gets it back to Pippen. Almost picked off, but gets it to Flynn. Flynn for a long three. Oh, Allen gets the board. And she missed it. Allen misses it. Time out. They're calling jump ball, so it's going to stay with the Lady Blue Devils.
1:20 remaining. Boy, we escaped Tiger on that putback.
Alexis Ragland's coming in for Pippen. Ball inbounded to Wilmoth. Over the back!
Yeah.
Look, she knows it. That goes against Warbright. That's going to be her first. So, Preacher's going to the line to shoot another 1-1, and this will tie us up if she hits them both.
1:17 remaining.
Left in the second. Pritchett's first shot on its way. Oh, this one she missed. Rebound goes to Allen. I must have confused her on that one. Playing with the ball.
We can't even hit charities so far.
And that's a pushing foul on Buck.
Yeah.
She run into her. It's going to be her first.
They aren't shooting yet, though, are they?
No. We've only got four.
2-point deficit, 1:09 remaining.
Ball inbounded to Flynn. Flynn gets it down to Wilmoth. Wilmoth's going to drive in. Pass underneath. Block shot by Preachett. Call a foul on her. That's going to be her second. That was all ball.
So that means they're going to send it to the line with 1:01 remaining.
Warm right at the line. She's going to shoot two. First shot up, no good.
Boy, full house, wouldn't you say?
Second shot on its way. No good.
Over the
back. Back on that. He goes to the Lady Bobcat. Hurt.
58.8 seconds as we have the ball.
McClellan with the ball. Passes over to Buck. Buck feeds inside to Preachett. Preachett up top to Pearl. Over to McClellan. McClellan takes it all the way in. Oh! Nothing called again. Allen with the ball. Allen throws it long to Flynn. Flynn gets it down to Wilmoth. Wilmoth's going to take a three. Nope. Pearl with the rebound.
30 seconds
remaining. Pearl gets it to Preachett. Preachett gets it out to Buck. Buck to McClellan. They're going to hold it for one shot.
A little surprise.
Well, second.
All right, go.
Pearl with it. She's fouled by Allen.
Back door breaking along the left baseline was Dana Farrell, And Big Mac just laid a perfect pass in there. And Dana knocked it off the glass and was fouled. And we have a chance to be ahead of the half, Delaney.
Yes. Pearls at the liner. Shot up. Hey, in line.
And back in. That'll get the Bobcat, Lady Bobcat, the lead. Is that the first lead we've had, except
yes.
Right at the beginning?
No. No shot. Woo-hoo!
Oh, well, that helped. So, after half, Lady Bobcats are up by the slimmest of margins, 27-26. We scored 17, and they scored 10 in that quarter. But let's go away, and we'll be back with last half action.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Well, welcome back, folks, here to Durward Vine Memorial Gym at Livingston Academy in Livingston, Tennessee. Ralph Ray, Delaney Hill Cross, and J-Man, Johnny Shows himself. We're at halftime after a tough first half with Lady Bobcats in the last 4 seconds. We're able to convert a Jaina Farrell three-point play, an old-fashioned three-point play, to a one-point lead, but we took it in the snoot in at least four or five occasions in the first half because baskets were taken away by the whistle. And we should get a petition to have somebody look at that rule where you commit a foul and the other team loses a basket. You shouldn't be able to do that, but that's certainly the rule right now. But at any rate, Johnny, you want to give us your data?
Okay, for the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils, you have Cassie Allen with 4 points, Mackenzie Slim with two, Cameron Sherrill with six, Caitlin Pippen with three, J.C. Woolbright with two, and Bella Wilmoth with eight for a total of 26. Your Pickett County Lady Bobcats, Krista McClellan with two, Courtney Pritchett with three, Abby Buck with five, Jana Farrell with 17 for a total of 27. Lady Bobcats up here at the break, 27-26. Might mention that the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils are playing two players with three fouls. That's Cameron Sherrill and Caitlin Pippen, whereas the Lady Bobcats are in good shape. They only have one player with two fouls. That's Courtney Pritchett.
And as I recall, one of those fouls, Courtney, was for blocking, and it should have been a charge.
Exactly. And the guy right here, Ralph, and you mentioned it, he was standing right there by the play, and he called it a charge.
Mm-hmm.
The guy on the other side called it a
yep.
It must be seniority in the zebra ranks or something, because the far away guy on the far
it's
left
third.
Side of the
yep.
court ended up calling it a block.
But he was as sad as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at any rate, it is not, many games this year where... we've suffered the wrath of missed calls by the Zebras. We've been able to stretch out a lead, simply because we're able to put it in the hole. Tonight, we've been missing a lot of those. So let's hope that the averages come back in our favor here in this last half. And we are a strong last half team, I'll remind you guys. But right now, we're going to pay some more bills. We'll be right back.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sells, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Well, welcome back, folks, here to the Livingston Academy. Jim Berkey, the volunteer photographer that we see around Birchtown, who does a lot of great work, just came by and snapped J-Man and Delaney Hill Cross here. So we'll see if that makes any of the local rags. But at any rate, what do you guys think might happen here?
Well, I think what we're going to see this third quarter is the Lady Bobcats are going to come out here and they're just going to go full force and they're going to take this lead right on to the end.
I'm hoping you're right, Delaney. I'm sitting here very nervous, sweaty palms as usual, but the thing about it is if we don't do it here in this third quarter and get a good, comfortable lead, I'm going to get real nervous during that fourth quarter.
You think you will?
I believe I will.
Well, why do that? I've been doing that for all three of us. I was just telling Delaney when we were off the air, I feel like I used to feel if I really was stressed out and all my muscles and my shoulders and so forth bother me. I think I'm in there again.
Yeah, I tell you, like I've always said, there's two things that make my blood pressure go up, and that's ball games and ham meat.
In that order?
Yep.
All right, you're the ham bone. Oh, my goodness. That's because of the salt content.
Exactly, because it's preservative.
Well,
I'm talking about country ham and the smoke house.
Well, that's smoke, isn't it? At any rate, I'm hungry. Let's not talk about food.
Well, you'll starve to death before you get home because Johnny ain't stopping for you.
I'll take the keys away from him.
You can ride with me. I'll feed you.
That's you would. Oh, okay. Well, we're under a minute, and we're going to throw it to the lane here. And let's hope that the ball starts, falling through the hoop, which it hasn't done a lot for us in this first half, although we're up by one. And as I told you before, that was, and Delaney told you, that was the result of Dana Farrell cutting on the left baseline. And who was it? Big Mac threw that back door to her. She put it off the glass, was fouled, and converted it to old-fashioned three, which gave us a one-point lead.
You all wasn't expecting that play, and I don't think Jackson County Lady Blue Devils were either. I think they thought that we was going to try to shoot a three,
mm-hmm.
and right in there, Farrell went. That was a nice play.
We used that play a lot this year, by the way. Mm-hmm. That back door seems to work for us.
Yes. just going to tell you, with the five trailer they're in, Earl with three, Pippin with three, Glenn with two, they need to drive it in.
Okay, Delaney, you're
here. Here we go. Lady Bobcats are going to get the ball. Big Max going to walk it up to the top of the key. Takes it over on the right side. Baseline, throws, and it's out of bounds on Cheryl. Caught by one of the bystanders.
Yeah, one of the Jackson County boys at the school cheering section. I'm not sure where she's trying to throw that ball.
I don't know. Ball inbounded to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it to McClellan. McClellan gets it over to Buck. Buck gets it back to McClellan. She's going to drive inside out to Pearl for a three. Yeah!
Here we go.
We're up for four all of a sudden. Four-car pressure.
Here we go. Cheryl with the ball. Gets it back to Allen. Allen to Cheryl. Throws it long.
Back at honor. That field number 11 is a tough shot, too, let me tell you.
He gets it to Flynn. Flynn's going to get it down to Pippin. Pippin throws it to Allen. Allen over to Wilmot. Or Wilbright, I'm sorry. Wilbright back to Cheryl. Cheryl to Flynn.
Good defense, though.
Very good defense. They're spread out in there. Got their arms up. Flynn with the ball. Oh, she goes down. The Sager step gets it back to Pippin. Pippin passes out to Wilbright. Wilbright's going to shoot a little two. It's off. Rebound goes to Buck.
Well, she was wide open on that also.
Buck drives it in, gets it over to Pearl. Pearl up top to Milbury. Milbury to Pritchett. Pritchett back to Milbury. Milbury to McClellan.
Well,
McClellan's
three,
open for three. Oh, in and out. Goes in and out. Pearl gets the rebound. Gets it to Flynn.
Well, we aren't hitting like we have in past games.
No.
We're still up before.
Flynn gets it to Pippin. Pippin feeds inside to Allen. Allen passes over to Wilbright for a little two-step for Mitchell.
Oh, she's missed.
Pearl gets it to Buck. Buck gets it up top to Bibbery. Bibbery over to Pearl for another three. This one's a little hard. Allen gets the rebound. Allen gets it out to Flynn. Flynn's going to drive down. Takes it right up. Should be. Oh!
You're going to get an old-fashioned three here, I'm afraid.
Nah.
30-28. It seems like every time the ball goes in at a whistle, if Jackson County is shooting, they count it. And if we, Lady Bobcats, they haven't counted it. But at any rate, that one's missed, so it's not a free, but we're still up by two, and we have the ball.
Pritchett with it over on the left side. She gets it up top to McClellan, feeds it to Pearl. Pearl to Buck. Buck open for a three. Count it!
Abby, and now we're up a five, and we need Abby to put those trophies in.
Wilmot's got it. Gets it to Pippin. Along the Bibley still, she throws it to Pearl. Pearl's going to take it in. She gets it up top to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to drive it around. Gets it back to Buck. Buck for three. Count
it! For Abby. Knocked two of those
holes
in the last 20 seconds.
Flynn with the ball. Flynn takes it in.
We are up by 8 points, Flynn.
Flynn's going to shoot a three. She
makes that five.
She
makes that five. 36-31. 5:04 to go. And there's a timeout. How long is it?
I think it's a full. Yes.
Let's go away and we'll be back, folks. It's getting exciting.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Welcome back.
Here we go, B-Man McClellan's going to walk it down. She gets it over to Preachit on the right side. Preachit's going to take it down, brings it back out, gets it up top to McClellan, over to Bill, remember the buck. Back to McClellan, 440 left in the third, over to Preachit. Preachit's going to take it in, gets it back up top to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive it in, passes out to Furl. Furl over to Mibry, remember the buck.
Be careful, girls. Their defense is really close now.
Gets it back to McClellan. McClellan's going to take it down on the right side. He gets it to Buck.
Quadruple post play. Didn't work.
Buck to Furl. Furl feeds it inside to Preachit. Preachit's going to take it in.
Don't step out.
He passes two. There's going to be a timeout.
Well, that was well taken.
Yeah.
4 minutes remaining, and we're up by 36-31. And things are looking as good as they've looked at any point in this game. And as we said before we got rolling, the Lady Bobcats in many games this season have struggled the first part, and then as we get into the last half of the game, it's a different story.
You know, just after coming back from the break and getting ready to start this third quarter, I noticed number 14, Adriana Thurman, was not giving the players a high five as he went out on the
yeah.
Court.
Yeah, you know, what a tough break as a senior. And last year she was at least second team, I believe, in the All-District team, but has not been able to play for medical reasons all year. Delaney?
Furl gets it down to McClellan underneath. Gets it to Preachit, goes in up top to Furl for a three.
Get it, man.
It's a little short. Cheryl's going to get a rebound. Gets it to Allen.
I think that shot was partially deflected.
Allen hands it off to Flynn. Flynn gets it to Wilmoth. Pass inside to Cheryl.
Oh.
Going to be a foul against
one of the Lady Bobcats,
and
she cannot be shooting. They're going to let her shoot.
What did they say?
Couldn't understand it.
Cheryl started
up. Should have been a non-shooting foul, and that cuts it to 4, 36-32. This could go down to the wire, kids.
I think it was Alana. I'm going to give it to her. Second shot up with Cheryl. In and out. She'll be over the bar. But Milbury runs it down, gets it to Preachit. Preachit hands it back to Milbury. Milbury gets it to McClellan. McClellan down the corner to Furl for a three.
Count it! For Gina. And that'll put us up by seven.
Wilmoth with the ball.
No, no, watch it. Oh!
Oh, nice save there by our chief bus driver.
Dale. That went against Dana. That's going to be her first.
A little shoving after the call there.
Yeah, Dale Bolden saved our great first team district player, Dana Farrell.
Baker with it up top. Gets it to Cheryl for a long three in there.
You got
long three.
You got to go out there. 39-35, it just seems when we seem like we can break away, we just leave the door open, eh, Delaney?
Yeah. Cricket with the ball. She's going to drive in, pull up a little jumper in there.
You got to get out on her on those short jumpers. Those 15 footers, she's deadly.
Pippen gets the ball. Pippen's going to take it down. She's going to get it out to Wilma. She's going to shoot a three. This one's off. Goes out of bounds. Going to go to the Lady Bobcats. 2:21 left in the third. Lady Bobcats 41. Lady Blue Devils 35.
And would you say that's six?
Yes, I would. Six. Six so far.
Yeah, right.
Big Matt McClellan's going to walk it down. Pass to Cricket.
He's leaving her open. She'll put it in.
Cricket to McClellan. McClellan drives in. Pass it back out to Cricket. Cricket open for a three.
Oh, no.
That one's off. Pearl's going to run it down. Nope, it goes to Flynn. Flynn's going to run it down. Takes it right inside. She's going to take it up. But Cricket's side just takes it right away from her. Buck with the ball. She passes to Pearl. Pearl's going to pull up a little jump.
Oh,
got a silly foul on that. You don't need to do that. That was silly. Pippen got the rebound and she just reached around. That's going to be her second.
And then four team fouls. I think both teams have four in this half.
Yeah, four. Ball inbounded to Cheryl. Cheryl throws it long down to Pippen.
Come on.
Pippen dribbles off her foot. And McClellan runs it down. Gets it to Cricket. Cricket gets it to ball. Well, going to turn spin inside. Yeah!
Left-handed turnaround. What a game.
I will have to say, this is the best game by far. Wilmot shoots a little jumper. Get down there, Dana. Flynn's got the ball up top.
One minute remaining.
Ball to Cheryl. Oh. She about
almost.
Back to Cheryl.
That was a mental error.
Yes.
And you know these volleyball lines? I think that's what they are.
Yeah.
They can get confusing if you're careful. At any rate, they turn it over to the Bobcats under a minute now, and we're up by eight. And we're taking the air out of it, but no one's coming out on it.
We've got 30 seconds left.
Abby has it.
Abby gets it to Cricket. Cricket takes it in. Oh, it didn't fall, but she got a foul called on the Wilmot. That's going to be her first.
20 seconds remaining. I'm a little surprised they did that.
Yeah.
20 seconds remaining, but, I mean, if it's a high percentage, do it.
Cricket's at the line to shoot two. First shot up.
Come on, girls. Charities are important. Forty-3-35 with a chance to go to 44-35. Spartans at the line.
Take a shot up. Good.
And that's really nothing but man. That'll stretch it from 9. 20.7 seconds remaining. And Savannah Hammock in there. I didn't see who went out.
Ball in Cricket. Cheryl with the ball. She's going to bring it down. We got 15 seconds. Flynn.
There's a walk.
Flynn with the ball up top. She's going to drive all the way in there.
That was a nice play. She's a good player.
Cheryl with the ball.
At the end of three quarters, we're up by 7, 44-37. We scored 17, and they scored 11 in that quarter, and we'll take it. But right now, let's go away, and we'll be back with the finish.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Here we go, folks. Lady Blue Devils with the ball. Flynn's got it up top on the left side. Passes over to Cheryl on the right. Back to Flynn up top. She's going to shoot a three. Nope, this is the other. Over the back, but no time. But Pearl's going to come away with it.
I'd rather have the ball, to be honest with you.
Pearl gets it to Mibry. Mibry's going to get it to McClellan.
Fourth quarter just now on your way.
Pass to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it back up to Pearl. Pearl back to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive in. Gets it out to Mibry. Mibry back to McClellan. Inside to Pritchett.
She's
going to drive it in. Shoot. No call. Finally, there's a call.
Somebody might be getting a foul trouble on the Lady Blue.
That goes against Wilmoth, her second, and Pritchett's at the line to shoot two.
Charity is just so important, kids.
First shot up. Count it.
45-37 as we have 7:18 remaining in the fourth.
Second shot on its way. Count it.
46-37.
Ball inbounded to Wilmoth.
We keep working on it. We may get in the double figures.
Might get it back to Cheryl. Cheryl gets it to Flynn.
Don't fail.
No hand check.
Flynn to Pippen. Pippen drives down.
Careful. Give and go almost works on that.
She's going to take it back in again. Drives in. Shoots. She misses.
Oh, what a foul.
And that's going to be the third one on Wilmoth.
And Abby's going to the line, I believe. No? How many? Oh, they haven't. They only have four.
Third. Yeah, they got three.
All right, J-Man.
I'm feeling better right now, but it's a long ways from being over. We are up 46-37 with 6:56 to go in the fourth quarter, so this is just sort of barely getting underway, you might say, but it's a long ways to being over. But my hands are still sweaty.
I just see your brain is, too.
And I'm watching this seat I'm sitting on.
Where the heck are your eyeballs? If you're watching your seat you're sitting on.
Yep, every now and then I look down and make sure that I'm sitting between two bleachers here, and I got to be careful. Afraid I'll pinch myself.
All right. Delane?
Here we go. The Lady Bobcat's got the ball. Big Matt McClellan's going to bring it down. She gets it over to Pearl. Pearl back to McClellan. McClellan to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it in, passes out to Buck. Buck back to McClellan.
All of a sudden,
McClellan to Pritchett.
We're not forcing it, and we don't want to.
Back to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to feed it, and that should have been a push-off on Allen. Allen to Cheryl.
That was a bad pass, no doubt about it.
Flynn with the ball.
Yeah.
Flynn's going to shoot a three, in and out, and Pritchett's going to come away with it.
Boy, Courtney sure picks off those boards, I'll tell you that.
Pritchett gets it over to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive in, pass back out to Pritchett. That stops to Bilbrey. Bilbrey gets it back to Pritchett, or to McClellan.
Under 6 minutes now.
McClellan passes over to Pearl. Greensboro back up to McClellan. McClellan's open. Take it.
She almost pulled the trigger.
She gets it back to Furl down in the corner of the Millbury. Millbury gets it back to Furl. Furl gets it back to McClellan.
I think we're in a mode right now you could describe as take it if you're open and the probabilities are good. But we're not forcing it, and I don't think we want to.
No. McClellan with
that's
it.
Tall.
Yep. You get it to Pritchett.
It would be nice if we'd get into a bonus on charities.
Pritchett takes it in. She's going to get it over to Buck. Buck to McClellan. McClellan drives down, comes back out, drives back in, passes to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it to Earl. Gets it to McClellan.
I almost thought I was going to get it back.
McClellan gets it to Pritchett.
That's
Pritchett
what
to
we're
Buck.
Doing.
Pritchett's
a buck. Under 5 minutes now. We have 9.2.
Oh, yep. Back up top to McClellan. McClellan to Buck.
Watch that.
Buck to Pritchett. Back
that's
up to Buck.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Back up to Millbury. Millbury to Buck. Buck over to Furl. Furl to McClellan. Then guys all the way in. Oh! Wilmoth gets the rebound, gets it to Allen. No foul caught on that one.
Wow. We ran 2 minutes off that time.
Allen gets it down the corner to Wilmoth. Wilmoth up top to Cheryl. Cheryl up top to Pippen. Pippen drives in. And it's knocked out of bounds by Millbury.
Boy, I'll tell you, under 4 minutes now, Alana is really playing big D. She's deceptively fast with her hands under there.
Ball inbound to Pippen. Pippen to Cheryl.
Back door.
Back door to back to Allen, and she lays it in, and there's a foul there on Alana Bibber. That's going to be her second third.
Somebody went to sleep there, and we're down to 7 with 3:51 remaining, 46-39, and
Baker at the line, or Allen at the line, shot up, no good, rebound goes to Dibbery.
I got to tell you, I have a close friend who is Dr. Allen Baker, and you may know him too.
I do know, from Ohio, a veterinarian?
Indiana.
Okay, well, I know a veterinarian in Ohio named Allen Baker.
Oh, he's in Indiana, Chesterfield. But at any rate, every time you say that.
Is he a veterinarian?
Yes.
Yes, we're the same guy. He's in Chesterfield, works in Ohio.
Yep.
All right, we'll start. McClellan drives in, gets it out to the Millbury. Well, it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats.
3:21 remaining. We're up by 7. One of these Bobcat fans, Lady Bobcat fans,
well,
are vociferous.
Ball, ball passed in.
Why didn't you call timeout?
To Furl, it was passed to Furl, but she wasn't even looking. Wilmoth gets it over to Cheryl down in the corner to Pippen for 3.
Okay. Ow.
Allen gets the rebound. She hands it to Pippen. That's a double dribble right there. Wilmoth gets the ball. Gets it to
Pippen. A few steps. Under 3 minutes now. We're hanging on.
Ball in the corner to Flynn.
Get the board. Nice board by Janet.
She gets it
after that ball.
She gets it to Pritchett. Oh, well, thank you. That's going to be number 2 on Allen.
Are we shooting yet?
Not yet.
That's just her fourth.
Well, they got a backboard between me and that number, so it's hard to tell.
They're going to foul you, girls. Just take your time.
Yeah, wow. We need to get a couple more fouls on them.
They've been fouling them, but they've been calling them.
2:30 left in the ball game.
She could have gone right for that basket there.
Millbury with the ball. She's going to get it to McClellan.
Who's running remaining?
McClellan brings it back out.
I don't think Jackson County has the defense to put up with our ball hunt. Soon as I say that,
pass to Buck. Buck to Furl. Here we go. 44. Because if he's skipping...
I don't know that he was in the position to call it, but I'll make it.
Yeah.
2:03 remaining, and we're still only up by 7.
Ball passed in to Pritchett. Pritchett brings it out. 2 minutes to go in the ball game.
2 minute warning. 2 minute warning.
We get an extra ad for 2 minute warning.
Oh, there we go.
Well, we still need one more, don't we?
Yep.
1:49 remaining, and another foul will feather the line. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, they're going to have to set them down because they've got 4 fouls on them. Hibbins got 4, and Wilmoth got 4, and Thurl's got 3. So they've got these girls in to foul. Ball inbounded to McClellan.
Well, that's a foul.
That goes against number 33, Raglan.
She'll go to the line, I think.
Yep. She should shoot a 1-1.
Charities are critical. Yeah, that's what they did. So now we'll send in the offensive line. Big Mac, drop it home, kiddo. 46 to 39.
First shot at, good.
Yeah. You heard it here first, kid. 47 to 39, and Big Mac's going to get another.
Second shot, good.
Close and good number at the line.
Good. Girl with the ball, finally gets it into Allen. Allen's going to run it down. Stay safe. Take it. Charge! He's all right.
Is he going to be all right?
Yes, he's all right.
I don't
know.
See?
I think she caught her right in the knee. She hit her. They both hit knees.
Yeah, Dana's, she's shaking off. Allen's still on the floor, but you know one of the reasons she's on the floor? Because they're losing.
Because they charge. Hope she's okay.
Rick, it might have knocked the breath out of you, right?
Yeah.
She's trying to get up.
She hit her hard.
She's a big girl, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that, you know, in size-wise, just a
good
strong player.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Is there a doctor in the house?
There's two.
You know, Thompson.
Holding her head kind of like.
Well, she was face down. I think she's thinking about the loss, the impending loss.
She sure is a big, strong, good player.
She is.
Co-MVP along with Big Mac from our lady, Pata.
How many points has everybody got? How many has Tristan got?
Tristan's only got 4.
And Jaina, she's
got
14.
She's got
Jaina's,
along with her staff,
Jaina's got 25.
25 points. She's hit how many threes?
Wow.
Well, Allen's up.
Three.
You rude. those kids are arrogant. I'd like to be a Marine Sergeant panel.
Yep.
At any rate, Delane, take us home, kiddo.
Taking us home. 1:43 left in this ball game.
And I believe Allen's going to sit out.
Yeah, she's in pain.
And more than one kind of pain.
Lady Bobcats, they inbound it. Get the ball in the butt.
Horton was open over there in the corner.
Buck gets it down to Pritchett.
Here's the foul right here.
Richard gets it over to Buck.
Well, there's a timeout by Coach Brent Smith. Very timely, and it's a full timeout. But with 1:31 to go, in this, the district championship and our Lady Bobcats up, I'm not going anywhere, Johnny.
Okay. We'll stay right here. We'll stay inside the gym until it's over with.
Who might we be playing? Do we have any idea, Delane?
I'm going to say it's probably going to be my spectacles on here.
Spectacles?
My spectacles. I'm going to guess Red Bull and Spring.
You think Red Bull?
Gordonsville won. I think we'll play Gordonsville.
I do.
Don't the number one team play the number 14? We'll be playing Gordonsville.
All right.
At Gordonsville.
Well, that's better than Timbuktu.
I like it.
Although, without the...
No, we'll be playing here, won't we? We play here at Reason Hall.
Not the first game. Do we? Well, what? I know, it says so.
Ball inbounded to Cricket. Cricket gets it to Buck. Buck's going to be fouled by Flynn. That's going to be her third.
1:28 remaining. Abby Buck's on the line for an opportunity to drop a couple more in the hoop.
Cheryl's coming in for Woolbright. Buck's going to get first shot up. Oh, he misses. Rebound long. Flynn comes away with it.
We should have gotten that rebound.
Flynn drives in. She misses. Pritchett gets the rebound. Pritchett gets it down to Buck. Buck hands it to McClellan. She's going to be fouled by number 33, Raglan. That's going to be her second. So McClellan's going to go to the line.
1:09 remaining. Well, this will be the third time this year we've beaten these kids.
Yep. McClellan's first shot up. Yeah, she missed it.
Well, we've missed two in a row now. Come on.
Take a shot on its way. Good.
That's a
10-pointer.
49-39, 1:09 remaining, and here comes Lady Blue Devil.
Flynn with the ball.
Don't let her put it up.
Flynn's going to get it over to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to pop three. No. Rebound goes to McClellan. 50 seconds left in the ball game.
Give me two more points.
Give me five, six. Pearl with the ball. Pearl gets it up top to Buck.
I do believe it's older. And then I ain't going to come out and foul.
No.
Go ahead, Delaney. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Pearl's got it. Gets it over to Buck. 25 seconds left.
This is
you can look at the Bobcat faces. They're all smiles on their face. The first time in 26 years that they have won a district championship. Congratulations to your Pickett County Lady Bobcats.
So at the final buzzer, it's going to be 49-39. In that last quarter, we scored five, and they scored two. So that's an indication of how...
What was it, 49 to what? 39?
So we scored five, and they scored two in the last quarter. That shows to me just how we took the air out of the ball and ran the clock down. But right now, let's go away for some commercial messages, and we'll be back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Jack Amonet has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonet at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back, folks, here to Deerwood Vine Memorial Gym. Ralph Ray, Delaney Lacrosse, J-Man Johnny Sells, our Lady Bobcats just beat the Jackson County Lady Bulldogs for the third time this year by 10 points. And that was the championship game year in this district tournament. We had already won the season percentage championship. Did you get points yet, John?
No, I haven't. Before I do that, I'd like to say that I'm proud of Lady Bobcats. I want to hear Delaney say it one more time. First time in 26 years. Say it.
26 years. This is the first time in 26 years since 1990 that the Pickett County Lady Bobcats have won a district championship. So they deserve kudos. Kudos. Congratulations, Lady Bobcats.
Jackson County Lady Blue Devils, Cassidy Allen with 6. Mackenzie Flynn with 9. Cameron Sherrill with 10. Caitlin Tippin with 3. J.C. Wolfright with 2. Bella Woodmouth with 8 for a total of 39. For the Lady Bobcats, you had McClellan with 5, Pritchett with 8, Abby Buck with 11, and Jenna Farrell 25, total of 49. Lady Bobcats win this in 49-39, and now they're fixing to give out some awards. And Delaney, I guess you'll be doing that.
Yeah, let me just say that Jackson County girls, the record is now 20 wins and 5 losses on the year, 7-3 in the district with all 3 losses to our Lady Bobcats. Our Lady Bobcats are 25-2 and 10-0. Delaney.
Number 4th in the district is going to go to the Bulldogs of Clay County. And now the third place team in the district is going to go to the Clark Rain High School, the Lady Buffaloes. Kara's a head taller than Stitch.
She's a head taller than everybody in the building.
I say they've missed her this year. She'll be fired up and ready to come back.
Yeah. Clark Rain, she gets all the way back. They're going to be tough to beat this year. Because they have a couple little guards there that have really come on.
And the runner-up of the 2015-16 year is going to go to the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils.
Big Fifth number 50 is out there now. I think a lot of her injury there was due to the fact they were getting beat, in my opinion. 49-39. That's correct.
He's asking what the score was.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And here we go, folks. The winner of your District 7A goes to your Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Coach of the Year again goes, of course, to our favorite, Brent Smith. Well deserved, well deserved.
Well, I don't know what to say about this, but it certainly made a lot of people happy tonight. And when do we play again?
We will play Friday night at 7 o'clock here at Livingston Academy, I do believe.
And we think we're playing
Gordonsville. Yes.
Okay. But... we will, if that is incorrect, we'll tell you tomorrow night when we'll be back with the Bobcats in their third place game against Jackson County.
Here they go. They're getting ready to divvy out some trophies here. Your all-tournament team of the district. For Clark Rains, Gracie Bush.
There's a tough customer, let me tell you.
Freshman.
From Clay County High School, Jada
Kerr. From Clay County, Jada Kerr. Little point guard.
She's a pretty tough little girl, too.
Mm-hmm.
From Lincoln County High School, Courtney.
Courtney Pritchett, Pickett County High School.
From Jackson County High School, Cassidy Allen.
From Jackson County, Cassidy Allen.
She's a tall girl.
From
From Jackson County, Mackenzie Flynn.
She's a good shot.
Point guard. You know, there's three point guards out there. Pickett County High School, Abby Buck.
Abby's a ball-run player, but her main strength, I think, is ability to hit beyond the arc.
Kristen McClellan, your all-district player. Jackson County, Cameron Farrell.
I'm not sure about that one. I'll withhold.
Pickett County High School, Alana Vibry.
Good for her. Well, that's four of our girls out there now. We know Jane is going to see.
She may be the MVP.
What'd that tell you?
We talked about it. Charity Crabtree, Clark Range High School.
Well, how many are you going to put on this? That's 10, isn't it?
This may be it right here. Yeah.
Right.
Here we go. Your most valuable player in the district is going to go to Dana
Sturdle. Well deserved. Well deserved. But I think now, folks, we'll be back on the air at 5:45 tomorrow night for our Bobcats. Johnny, anything else?
No, sir.
That's it, folks. We'll see you here tomorrow night.
So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
B&K Buyride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!